The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Green Bay Packer linebacker Frank Zombo, also a former Central Michigan player, one of my favorite Chippewas, will be with us at 9:30 talking about the Super Bowl. Former Michigan State, would you call him former Michigan State linebacker? How does that work when they've only been former for like 2 weeks?
I think he's former. He's
all right.
I mean, he's done. He's working out in Alabama, he's working out in Orlando. He's done with school.
Future NFL prospect Greg Jones.
Yes.
Will be with us at 10 o'clock talking about the Senior Bowl and his draft stock. And also Joe Rexroad will join us at 10:30, just adding to the conversation that we've been having all day about Michigan State, where they stand, what all that stuff is. He'll also give us his insight about the Corey Lucius situation. So we can kick off 1320 WILS. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. Also streaming online at 1320WILS.com. And if you want to get your input in, give us a ring, 393-3700. That's 393-3700. We got open lines for a couple more segments. But we want to start now talking about Corey Lucius. And Scott, a couple of months ago, actually it was right around month and a half ago, Chris L. Rucker got in trouble for drunk driving, okay? And I made a statement on this station that I thought that all college athletes, if you get in trouble for a DUI, if you get in trouble for driving while intoxicated, you should immediately be suspended for the rest of that year. The reason being, you should have to prove to the university and prove to the team that you can be a responsible adult before you're allowed to play college sports. Because bottom line is, college sports is something that is handed to you. It's not a right. And you have to be responsible when you are a college athlete. And I just don't think that if you aren't punished for a full year, that you're going to learn your lesson. You're going to think you're above the law because you don't get the same type of punishment than anybody else who would get a DUI would. Now, we move over to Corey Lucius. Corey Lucius gets in trouble for driving while intoxicated about, what was it, the beginning of the season. How many months ago?
It had to be almost 6 months ago.
Okay, 6 months ago. Okay? He got suspended for an exhibition game and one or two games at the beginning of the year. In my opinion, Corey Lucius should have been suspended for the entire year. Reason being, you have to be taught that you are not above the law. You have to be taught that you have to treat college sports as a gift. Now, we look at this, and whatever the case is, whatever the situation is with Corey Lucius, and we don't know, they're keeping tight-lipped. I'm not going to try and speculate. I'm not even going to say one of the speculations that's been out there on Twitter or anything like that, because that's irresponsible, and we don't know. But whatever he did was irresponsible enough to get him kicked off the team, and shows me that he did not learn his lesson that college sports is not a right. He did not learn his lesson. He did not grow up. And I think him getting kicked off the team, Scott, could have been avoided if he had gotten suspended and taught a lesson. Your thoughts?
Well, not even that, but look back to the end of last season. He was left off of a trip because of his classes. So yep. He's already had a problem with academics. He's had a problem with the law. I mean, he wasn't charged with, what was it, OWI, and he took a lesser charge.
It was something like operating under the influence. It wasn't a DUI. So I say operating while intoxicated because there was something to do with intoxication, but it was not as serious as a DUI, whatever the case might be.
Drinking and driving, nonetheless.
Drinking and driving. If you get caught drinking and driving, I think you should be suspended because the bottom line is you should show that you're a responsible adult.
Well, and not even just that, and I've got your back on that one, because he clearly didn't learn from that.
No.
But it was his third strike.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's debatable about giving guys second chances. We've been over this. I mean, you can go back just in Michigan State. You can go back to Glenn Winston, what happened. You can go back with Chris L. Rucker. You can talk about this, but clearly right here, just with Corey Lucius, he clearly didn't understand the consequences of his actions.
No, he didn't, and he didn't grow up at all. I'm okay with second chances. In fact, I encourage them. But the punishment should definitely teach a lesson to the person. And if you're not giving them a big enough punishment, all they're going to get out of that attitude is the fact that they're above the law and they can do whatever they want. Now, we go into this situation, and like we argue, Okay? Him being out didn't affect them against Michigan from a mental standpoint. What it did hurt them in is a depth standpoint and a gameplay standpoint. And it's also going to hurt him in the future because we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen with Lucius, okay? Tom Izzo, you spoke with Tom Izzo. And Tom Izzo told us he's not really sure what the details of the future of Corey Lucius is.
There's certain things that you can't talk about anyway, to be honest with you. So I have an idea what I want to do. I have an idea what's going to happen. But to be honest with you, I'm not going to waste one more second on Corey other than to help him. I can't worry about anything until the season's over, and then I'll make some suggestions, and we'll see what goes on, man. So I'm not leaving a door open, and I'm not closing it. I'm just not going to talk about it.
So basically, Corey Lucius could be back next year. He may not be back next year. We don't know yet what the details of that are. We'll find that out at the end of the season, obviously. But it really begs the question, where does Michigan State go from here at the end of this season and also into next season? Because Lucius was the heir apparent at point guard. Now they've got a huge hole not only as backup point guard this year, but next year. And Kalen Lucas, you also talked to, Scott, and he talked to you a little bit about where Michigan State goes from here.
I feel sorry for what happened, you know, to Corey. You know, me and Corey are good friends, but at the same time, we do got to move forward, and you know, we can't bring up the past, and we can't bring, you know, the stuff that happened to him. You know, he did make a mistake, but you know, we do got to move forward, and we got to play without him. You're not here, so you know, really too much we can do.
And so now you look at a team that has three guards really in their entire rotation. And no backup point guard unless you want to move Appling over or you want to play Mike Keebler. Michigan State's in huge trouble, and they are put in this situation because Lucius was not punished. Well, I mean, I guess they would have been in this situation anyway for this year. I guess the bigger problem is that next year they don't have anybody to take over a point guard.
Well, and now I'm not big into recruiting, but the next recruiting class, Tom Izzo, always, it's kind of funny how his recruiting classes seem to work. He recruits in chunks. One year it's guards, the next year it's big men.
Yep.
Well, next year it's pretty much all wing players.
Yep.
It's guys who are kind of 6'8", can play inside, prefer to play outside. But then you've got the guard Travis Trice. Now, he wasn't a big-time recruit at all. He plays AAU ball with Brandon Dawson, I believe. I think that's where the connection was. And he's not the type of player. I mean, freshmen at Michigan State don't come in and start right away. I mean,
especially not a point guard.
Exactly. And so he's not that big-time player like Kraft from Ohio State who can come in and I would trust as a freshman point guard. I don't think he's going to be that level where you can rely on him by any means. So it's going to have to be Keith Appling.
I was about to say, you almost think they're going to have to switch Keith Appling over.
As sad as that is, it's
even a point guard as talented as Marcus Taylor when he came to Michigan State, Tom Izzo didn't really trust him to run the offense his freshman year. So, you know, they are going to run into a huge problem. But, you know, I want to go back real quick to an interesting stat that I looked over this week. And maybe the writing was on the wall with Corey Lucius, and we just didn't see it. Because, you know, if you watch the games, you can tell that Lucius had struggled over the last month or so. But if you look at his statistics, you really do wonder, whatever the case may be, the writing seemed to be on the wall. Since the start of January, okay, Corey Lucius is averaging 4 points per game. He's averaging 23% field goal percentage from the floor and 18% from three-point land. Before January, and this is where it gets interesting, he's averaging 9 points per game, 41% from the floor, and 32% from three-point land. He basically had double the production in every aspect in the first half of the season. And you're not talking about slouches. That included the Duke performance. That included the Syracuse game. It included a lot of games against tough teams. So it's not like it was all against Prairie View A&M. So the question is, and maybe this has nothing to do with it, but I did find it interesting, was the writing on the wall that maybe Lucius just wasn't very focused and was due for another problem?
That's so tough to say.
I know, because we don't know what the problem was.
Exactly. And I mean, I haven't talked to Corey. I don't know anybody who really has. I mean, I think Joe Rexroth has traded a couple texts with him, and we'll get that. We'll talk to Joe about that at 10:35. I mean, that's one of the biggest things. I know he's gotten a, like maybe a quote. And that's the most that's come out. And Tom Izzo even said, to open that clip that I had, there's some things you just can't talk about. And I don't expect to ever know what happened.
No, Michigan State does a good job. And to a certain point, I think they should keep their mouth shut about it. I don't think that's anybody's business. What? Yes, us in the media and people want to know what happened. That doesn't mean it's our right to know.
And that's what makes it so tough, because we can't get into the psyche of Corey Lucius to figure out if that's maybe he's got problems at home. We don't know what's going on. Not to say it excuses it, but that could help to explain why he was performing so poorly.
And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not speculating that he was doing something like drinking or doing drugs or something, and that's the reason his stats were down. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, no, by no means.
I just think it's a very interesting stat considering the circumstances that over the last month, it appears Corey Lucius has lost a whole bunch of focus when he's been on the floor. But the bottom line, and the thing we keep coming back to, this, I don't think, hurts Michigan State mentally, but I think it hurts them strategically big time. And I think it hurts them from a depth standpoint.
It goes to exactly what you said. The best teams Michigan State has a good backup point guard. You have a stud starting point guard. You have a backup. Now, most of these guys, they have a year or two to be kind of groomed behind somebody. There's nobody to lead them next year unless Corey Lucius can come back, which we don't know. But if he is not allowed back, or if he transfers, there's no senior point guard to show anybody. It's going to be your only guy with experience will be Keith Appling, who's played one game at point.
You're going to run into a situation, and unfortunately Michigan State has run into this situation a couple of times, where you have to take a talented player and move his position, and it ends up hurting his career. I mean, you talk about Chris Hill. Okay, Chris Hill was an excellent shooting guard. Allen Anderson, Kelvin Torbert, to a certain extent, got hurt by this. Okay, I mean, you're talking about guys. I mean, Bell, to a certain extent, his senior year was affected by the fact that he had to move to point guard. He was never the same player at Michigan State once he became a point guard. And yes, he's doing well in the NBA now, but it took him a long time to get established in the NBA. And so, you know, you look at players over the years, and once you switch their position, now they're learning a new position. Now they're trying to adjust to that. They're thinking too much. They're not just playing. And I can see that happening to Keith Appling. And I don't think that's fair to Keith Appling. Frank Zombo will join us in about 15, 20 minutes. Green Bay backer, linebacker, and also Central Michigan defensive end when he was there. One of my favorite players. But coming up next, we got the jump pin for you. Australian Open, Tiger Woods, a whole bunch of crap you might care about. We'll just touch on it for a couple seconds. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.